just another opportunity to poke the prods in the eye. Those were the words of an Ulster Unionist councillor during a debate on the Irish language at Belfast City Council last night. Chris McGimsey was speaking against a People for Profit motion which supported the introduction of an Irish Language Act. The motion was carried by 34 votes to 22 with the backing of Sinn Féin, the SDLP, and Alliance. The Ulster Unionist, DUP and PUP voted against. Chris McGimsey is with us. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Chris,
along with Councillor Matt Collins from People for Profit, who tabled the motion. Morning to you, Councillor Matt Collins. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
So tell us about this motion.
Yeah, well, I think at the absence of the Stormont executive sitting in the Stormont Assembly sitting, I thought it was very important that Belfast City Council, as the largest sitting chamber in the North, took a very clear position in support of an Irish Language Act. Let me start by saying that I think Chris McGimsey's comments were shocking and deeply disappointing. This motion was really about saying, first and foremost, that the positive revival of the Irish language in this city has been a deeply positive development and something that should be cherished. Across the North, there's now some 29 Irish medium schools. A high concentration of these are in Belfast. This city is now host to an historically high concentration of Irish speakers and thousands of more citizens who want to learn the Irish and develop the language. And this is only a trend that's set to grow. And it's for that reason that I think now more than ever, the Irish language needs protected. And that's what an Irish Language Act is about. So I think that's what the motion was about. And I was very happy to see it passed.
A poke in the eye for prods. Yeah. Why, Chris?
Well, the thing about
why
it is...
Why do you say that?
Well, what we're trying to do here is look at the way in which the Irish language is developing. And it's a positive thing. I'm happy that the Irish language is developing, that people who wish their children to be educated through the medium of Irish have an opportunity so to do. But we don't have an Irish Language Act will take a couple of years to draft. We don't have any idea what it's going to be about. Sinn Féin were unaware as to when they started talking about it. They were unaware of what was going to be in it. And now we're asking to...
Well, I think you got a sense of the agreement that wasn't an agreement, the draft document that didn't exist except it was described as a draft agreement. You got a sense within that document of some of the things that Sinn Féin wanted, didn't you?
Well, that is true. Thanks to you, we now have some ideas of what they were talking about. But, of course, that was only... That was talks. I still would have had to have got that through. But the point I'm making is simple. The Irish Language Act has been an organic growth. Our Irish language has been an organic growth throughout Belfast. It's been moving on. It's been jumped on and it's been weaponized by Sinn Féin. They use it as a weapon all the time. And they're actually damaging, I think, the image of the Irish language in the non-republican, non-nationalist...
But when you say it's been weaponized, why do you see rights as a weapon?
Well, I don't. They see rights as a weapon.
No,
this goes back to...
You used the word... weaponized.
Yeah, that's right.
So why
yeah.
do you see rights as a weapon?
Well, I don't personally see it. I see Sinn Féin weaponizing the Irish Language Act. The Professor Liam Kennedy up at Queen's, he came up with the concept most oppressed people ever for Republicans. And the idea is that they can't accept that things are moving on. They always have to have a major, woe is me, there's those bad unions, they're at it again, they're trying to do this, that and the other. There is a lot of sympathy for the language within the unionist community. If they would let it move, grow organically and grow normally. They're trying to push all the time, and they're certainly trying to push things which no unionist would accept. I mean, we had Conan Gallagher spoke to us last night. Their proposal is that 10% of all civil service jobs would go to Irish language speakers.
Okay.
That Irish could be used in the courts. Could you imagine trying to get a court to negotiate and discuss the intricacies of maybe a severe car accident, and it all has to be done in Irish?
Matt?
Stephen, look, just let me first of all say, I think this is shocking stuff. I think there's a disgraceful attempt to sectarianise this issue, particularly by the DUP, but also clearly other unionist politicians.
DUP would deny that.
That's nonsense, absolute nonsense.
Some people would like to paint this as a green and orange issue. It's not a green and orange issue. It's a question of basic rights. And it's not a Catholic and Protestant issue either. There's anyone who's followed the growth of the language in or around East Belfast or the position articulated by the likes of Linda Irvine in support of an Irish Language Act will see. People before profit don't register as nationalist or unionist, but as other, and we support an Irish Language Act, as I believe sort of the Alliance Party and the Green Party. Now, to those who criticise the Irish language, and say that it's been politicised. I would simply say this, that if the Irish language is political, then it's because of decades of discrimination by a unionist state. It's because almost a decade of intransience by the Stormont executive and years of attacks and disgraceful utterances by, you know, DUP politicians, which we all remember, but we shouldn't repeat here today. So Irish speakers didn't politicise the Irish language. It wasn't even Sinn Féin who politicised the Irish language. It was the DUP in the last year or so and their opposition to rights. And
what nonsense.
Of attacks
nonsense.
Before that. No, it's not nonsense.
Matt, you say about it's not a Protestant Catholic issue, it's not a unionist nationalist issue. Did you listen to what I said last night about my interest in and support, going back 20 years, for the Irish Language Act? I was a member of Antibas Ulta. And I went about schools and I went and spoke to people in the unionist community to try to explain to them that this should not necessarily be a bad difference. I was doing that 20, 25 years ago, and now you're accusing me of turning it into a sectarian issue. That's the exact opposite of what I was saying last night.
You rose and stated that this motion on the Irish Language Act was an attempt to poke Protestants in the eye. Right now, since that motion was
unionist in the
eye, I've actually had a number of Protestants contact me and congratulate me and thank me on the motion, right? So, I mean, this is just nonsense, right? You don't speak on behalf of all of the Protestants of Belfast.
Nor do you speak on behalf of all left-wing, and I never claimed to.
Let's also be clear about this idea that, you know, the Irish language is a Sinn Féin issue, Stephen, right? Because it was alluded to earlier that it's somehow a puppet of Sinn Féin. This isn't the case. The Irish language has been driven forward by a powerful grassroots movement over the last year or so, by a confident movement calling for equality and rights. And I don't think people need to stop burying the head in the sand and saying we don't know what's in an act, or we don't know what it'll look like and all the rest of it. The Irish language community came forward with a very, I think, very decent and well-researched proposals, very realistic proposals.
Ian
should engage with those.
Ian in Belfast wants to talk to you, Matt. Good morning to you, Ian. Matt Collins is here from People Before Profit, the Students' Party's Chris McGimsey here too. Go ahead, Ian.
I'll just say, I think the problem with the nationalist community at the minute, and it's coming over in the evening, this guy Matt's point of view, I mean, he's dealing with a guy like Chris McGimsey who's, compared to a lot of people, very moderate, and he's accusing him nearly of being sectarian, which is a joke. But he's talking about, you know, it's no threat to the unionist community and their Britishness, but it's just all lies. And the normal unionists, not even up as far as lawyers, just normal unionist people can see what they're doing. They can't even say the word Northern Ireland anymore. It's always the North, and it sounds aggressive. It's, you know, they're in your face. And see, if somebody's aggressive and in your face, you punch them. You know, you don't agree with them. So they're going about it everything they're doing is wrong, and they can't see it. They're so blind. It's always, oh, we us, we this. You know, it's just everything they've never, we've never. That's the way they've been. They're great actors, but they're full of nonsense. And that's why they'll never get agreement.
But
here,
you don't seem to have an open mind.
I have an open mind,
you don't seem to be standing back and thinking, well, what is it like to recognise and feel yourself, your identity as Irish? And all you're asking for is for some of your rights to be enshrined in legislation, and you can't get it.
That's nonsense. I mean, look, I'll take it down to a smaller level, a football level. I'm a Chelsea fan, right? I don't push it down everybody's throat to be a Chelsea fan. I just enjoy it and go get along with it. Have your Irish language, enjoy it, go along with it. But don't be putting it in people's face, because see, when you do, people want to punch you.
Matt?
You know, that's the way life is. If people are aggressive, tell you, you're aggressive.
Go on, Matt.
Well, look, I don't, for the life of me, I don't see how protecting the Irish language in any way negates anyone's Britishness or anyone's identity in any way. I mean, I don't think it's even comparable to suggest that, you know, you can compare it to football teams or support.
It's the way you're talking. You can't even say Northern Ireland. If you did, you'd probably go on fire. Yeah, all you do is say the North. You're just dividing the community up again.